Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, June 13th, 2011. We'll begin the meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, after which we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, if you'll rise with me.
Pray with me. Father God, we nothing.
Please join me in reciting the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, I believe I'll go a little bit out of order today and begin with item I under the County Commissioners via addendum, which is to consider adopting a proclamation recognizing the Ozen High School girls basketball and girls track teams for their 2011 accomplishments. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion on that item? I believe that, okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. And I understand we have members of the track team and the basketball team. I believe Coach Brown and Coach Jones are here today. Would y'all like to come up to the podium, please? There. Would you like to introduce anyone, Coach?
I'm part of our team. Asia Booker, Dominique Brannon, Renika Williams, Coach Ramona Locke, Coach Raquel, and I keep looking back because a few more of the girls.
Well, y'all have had an exciting year.
Yes, we have.
Well, everyone's very proud. Let me read this proclamation. It says, whereas the Ozen High School's girls basketball and track teams have continued to excel and showcase the talent that resides in our area, and whereas the Ozen High School girls basketball team did in 2011, become a semifinalist contender at the state championship tournament after winning second place in District 24A, becoming a bi-district champion, area champion, and regional quarterfinal champion. And whereas the Ozen High School girls track team also demonstrated their determination and prowess in 2011 by claiming the 4A state championship after succeeding as 24A champions and 24A regional champions. I think y'all have been district champions for how many years? 11 years. And whereas these Ozen High School athletes have continued to make us proud by continuing a long and outstanding history of sports excellence and commitment, now therefore the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby proclaim June 13, 2011 as Ozen High School girls basketball and track team day in Jefferson County, Texas, to honor these fine athletes from Ozen High School, and we urge all citizens to join us in congratulating their girls basketball and track team for their 2011 accomplishments.
Judge, I just want to say for a second, I think we have one Port Arthur young lady that Beaumont stole from.
We did
and
not
her
steal.
Her mom's in the audience, and I want to say I still hold a grudge there.
Judge, also Commissioner Alford had a special presentation. It's on the way, so we'll give that to him at the conclusion of the court.
He's on the way?
No, the presentation he had for him.
Oh, great.
So, thank you, Alford.
Thank you. All right. Going back to the Regular agenda items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for Ford Park roof project from the Round 1 TDRA grant. Item B is to consider and possibly approve specifications for mowing services for Jefferson County. Item C is to consider and possibly approve the renewal of our fuels purchase agreement with Defense Energy Support Center for the purchase of aviation fuel at government discount pricing under the government 1122 program. And incidentally, that those specs for mowing services are for Ford Park and for the Jefferson County Airport. Item D is to consider and possibly approve renewal of invitation for bids for fire sprinkler, fire pump, kitchen hood suppression, and Halon 1301 fire suppression inspection for Jefferson County for the period of June 24, 2011 to June 23, 2012. Item E is to execute, receive, and file a renewal of that invitation for bids for those fire suppression systems for the time period stated. Item F is to consider and possibly approve a renewal of a term contract for inmate food services for Jefferson County with Five Star for a period of June 1st, 2011 to May 30th, 2012, with price increases shown on the exhibits to the backup. Item G is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with QED to perform independent fee estimates for three of our upcoming FAA AIP, which is Airport Improvement Project grant projects totaling $15,540. Item H is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number one to the letter of understanding for services between CardTrans Inc., DBA CertifiedPayments.net, and Jefferson County. And that agreement is for them to extend processing. Commissioner Weaver and the tax assessor have been working on having the ability for us to use bank cards in our tax assessor's office and other offices for payment of taxes, license fees, and so forth. Item I is to award an invitation for bids for the Ford Park roof project, which is funded by a Round 1 disaster grants, to Texas Liquitech Services, Inc. in the amount of $1,438,720. And item J is to appoint five committee members to evaluate responses received on the request for proposals for auditing services for Jefferson County for the upcoming 3 years. So we're going to need, I'm going to appoint Mr. Swain. You know,
one of those people on that list.
Well, if you'll just.
Jerome.
Oh, that was on the airport manager.
Okay, that's the one.
So.
Gotcha.
So it's all, you know.
Attorney Rubb, volunteer.
Do you want?
Thank you, sir.
Do you know, Brent, who you are? Okay. We'll go ahead and if the commissioners will give their appointees' names to Ms. George following court.
Attorney Rubb.
Okay. Do I have a motion on those items A through J?
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Item A, we will table and the burn ban will remain in effect. Item B, consider and possibly appoint a committee to screen and evaluate applications for airport manager. The committee to consist of Commissioner Weaver, myself, Jerome Delafoss, Carrie Erickson, Deb Clark, and Patrick Swain. We'll entertain any other suggestions. Item C is to receive and file executed abatement with Lucite International Incorporated. Item D is to receive and file executed master agreement with Natural Gas Pipeline Company of America, LLC in Jefferson County and Jefferson County Drainage District Number 6 That's a disaster project that relates to the lowering of a pipeline of Kinder Morgan to allow Drainage District 6 to continue with the excavation of dirt to complete their need more diversion channel that's going to drain a lot of the western and northern portions of Jefferson County. Item E is consider and possibly authorize a county judge to sign an order prohibiting restricted fireworks, that should say restricted fireworks, in unincorporated areas of Jefferson County pursuant to local government code chapter 352. Item F, I would like to table, which is a complete ban, because we have more time on that issue and we can watch the weather. Item G, we'll take separately. Item H is consider and approve applying for supplemental environmental project with TCEQ for the Cheek First Time Sewer Service Project, Pleasure Island Erosion Control, and McFadden Marsh Dune Protection. Supplemental environmental projects are projects that, if we get them approved through TCEQ, the refineries, when they have to pay a fine to TCEQ, have the opportunity to pay a portion of that fine into a supplemental environmental project, so the county gets to use those fine fees for things like retrofitting automobiles and providing for the replacement of on-site sewage systems and the like.
Motion to approve excluding A,
and
D, E, F, G at this time.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on those items?
Judge, just for clarification for our citizens, if you could just elaborate a little bit under Section E, under restrictive, what we're talking about.
Chapter 352 of the local government code allows county commissioners court to ban in the unincorporated area what are defined as restricted fireworks under federal law. And it's basically fireworks that have fins or sticks attached and that go up into the air. This is not a complete ban on fireworks, although we will look at that as we monitor the weather and see what how our Keach Byram drought index goes during the week. I know they're not forecasting any rain, but I don't know what's going to happen between now and next week, so I'd rather wait on that issue. But right now, this is going to be a ban on just fins and sticks.
Judge, I'd just like to thank Mr. Daughtry and the rest of the group for working with Mr. Fountain, coming up with the warning information that they were proposing, and continuing to work with emergency management office in this situation, and we'll keep that dialogue going.
Any further discussion? Hey, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. Then we'll move to item G under County Commissioners, which we'll take separately because Commissioner Arnold has requested to recuse himself from consideration of that issue, which is to consider and possibly authorize a county judge to execute a lease with SGS North America, Inc. for property located at 4574 Jerry Ware Drive in Beaumont, Texas. That property is the old National Guard, Air National Guard office on Jerry Ware Drive, immediately in front of the airport, and it's been abandoned and vacant for a number of years here, and SGS is going to come in and redo the building and lease it from the county. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on that item?
Judge, I just like to say on this particular lease, it's going to be a good thing for the county. There's no upfront payments for us for repairs or renovations. It's going to be on the tenant. We're looking at a 10-year lease on this. You know, income, you know, thousands of dollars over a 10-year time period, and property tax income for the county, and no more utility payments by us on this vacant building, which is a good thing. So there's going to be a lot of capital improvements to this building at no cost to us. So we'll get this back on the tax rolls and be a good thing for keeping jobs out there.
Yes, thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes unanimously with Commissioner Arnold recusing himself. Under the county auditor, item A is to consider and approve budget transfer for the Marine Division. No, that's going to be tabled. Item B is going to be regular county bills. Not tabled?
Yeah.
Okay, Chief Dubose called and asked that
yes,
it be
I
tabled.
Yes, I think we are going to table it. Navigation. Yeah, they'll visit tomorrow. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, then we'll just take item B, which is regular county bills, check numbers 354062 through 354426. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Arnold and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, under county treasurer, is to receive and file investment schedule for May 2011, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. That completes our agenda. I see that we have under district attorney the announcement of an executive closed session as authorized by section 551.071 of the government code to discuss with counsel pending litigation. Jefferson County Association of Deputy Sheriff and Corrections Officers versus Jefferson County. So we will recess out of our commissioner's court meeting and go into a closed session, after which we'll close the court meeting. Any of you commissioners have anything else for the open meeting? All right, we are in recess. Thank you for attending today.